While the Republican convention got underway in Cleveland today, Hillary Clinton was 250 miles to the south in Cincinnati, doing a little counter-programming. Among the events, she addressed the NAACP convention. There, she weighed in on the killing of three police officers in Baton Rouge. NPR's Tamara Keith reports from the campaign trail.
Hillary Clinton has always campaigned with the caution of someone who's already in office. The president of the United States can't really take sides in the wrenching national conversation about the targeted killing of police officers and police use of force against people of color. And neither did Clinton, as she carefully threaded the divide before a friendly audience. She said the madness has to stop.
Watching the news from Baton Rouge yesterday, my heart broke. Not just for those officers and their grieving families, but for all of us.
Clinton said the police represent the rule of law itself. Taking aim at them, she said, is taking aim at all of us.
There can be no justification, no looking the other way. We all have to make sure and pray it ends.
But then Clinton made a turn, acknowledging a reality that hung heavy in the convention center where she spoke. The theme of the NAACP convention this year is Our Lives Matter, Our Votes Count.
Many African Americans fear the police. I can hear you.
As she has since the earliest days of her campaign, Clinton called for changes in the criminal justice system. It's something she said she would start taking action on day one.
And you know what? When the 24-hour news cycle moves on, I won't. This is too important. This goes to the heart of who we are.
This is far from the first time this campaign Clinton has found herself responding to a violent incident, intersecting open sores of American politics. And in her remarks at the NAACP, she went back to a familiar theme for her, listening.
We white Americans need to do a better job of listening when African Americans talk about the seen and unseen barriers you face every day.
Clinton got in a few digs at Donald Trump, prompting a standing ovation and a musical flourish from an organist when she said he cannot become president. Donald Trump declined an invitation to speak at the NAACP convention, a break with past Republican presidential nominees. But Clinton's primary focus, as it was 2 weeks ago after the Dallas attack, was on the idea of unity. She ended by quoting a Facebook post from Montrell Jackson, a black police officer killed in yesterday's ambush attack in Baton Rouge.
He went on, "These are trying times. Please don't let hate infect your heart."
Jackson's Facebook post ended, quote, "If you see me and need a hug or want a prayer, I've got you." Tamara Keith, NPR News, Cincinnati.